We're gonna call our next meeting together, Land Natural Resources Culture Preservation. So we'd like to call the meeting to order, please. And invocation, Ms. Deer, would you serve as invocation, please?
Yes. Creator God, we thank you for this evening and for bringing us safely to this meeting. We ask your blessings be upon this meeting, and we thank you for your love and mercy upon us, Lord, and all the blessings of life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Roll call vote, please.
Daryl Proctor.
Here.
Mark Randolph.
Here.
Joyce Deer.
Present.
David Nichols.
Present.
Mitch Jack.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, have 5 present, 0 absent.
5 present. Quorum has been established. Approval of minutes. No minutes to approve in this agenda here. Moving into order of business. TR 15-115, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a contract between owner and contractor with Splash Pads USA for the Todd Cox Omniplex Splash Pads. Sponsored Mr. James Jenny. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion for due pass.
Motion by Mr. Jack for a due pass. Second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Proctor. Discussion? Mr. Jennings, would you like to come address your bill?
First of all, I'd like to thank the committee for addressing this legislation on a short notice. But Ryan, would you like to start off and tell us a little bit about what's going on?
Yes, to come forward, please.
So basically, we're looking at installing a splash pad in the Omniplex. It would add a feature that would attract more to our youths and children. We're trying to make the Omniplex an everyday use facility. The Muscogee Dome has allowed us to open up extended hours from 8 to 8, but a lot of the facility is really for 15 and up, unless a parent is there. So we already have instances that, you know, brothers are bringing their siblings, sisters are bringing their little cousins, and they're playing at our playground that we put in last year. And Tribal Construction is actually building a gazebo right now for us that would hold, you know, more birthday parties. We had our first birthday parties last year, but we're basically trying to make more harmony out there and attract our youth to come out in a family-friendly atmosphere and a safe place to enjoy themselves, but also, you know, stay out, be fit, you know, stay active. So it's something that we've looked at before, but kind of went to the back burner, and then when Mr. Jenny kind of brought the topic up for discussion, it's something that we would highly recommend and jump on. So we've looked through different companies. We looked at our areas of land in which we could put it. We were blessed with over 55 acres out there that could support it. Our research into what our facilities have, you know, 8-inch water lines, our utilities, our electricity out there, it would fit almost in any area. So it's just something we think would add another feature for our citizens to use, but, you know, just add another feature to the Omniplex overall.
Well, thank you. Any questions? Mr. Jenny?
Destin or Mr. Already, one of you want to make some comments there?
Sure.
Concerns?
After we reviewed the contract and the specifications that were supplied by the supplier, there are several questions that we had come up with. Since we were not involved in this, normally we do some type of scope review with the contractor to see if there's anything that they have left out of their bid and what exactly their scope is going to include. And you know, the nation now requires bonding on these projects, and for anything over $50,000. So we don't know, by not conducting a scope review, we don't know if that's included in the price as well. We don't know what type of elevations they're planning to use on the dirt work, which is a potential for a change order. And although Ryan has identified that they do have some additional funding identified that for any change orders that could come up, they could pay for that. And so those are just some of the issues, but I think I don't think they're I don't think there'll be any problem getting this put in. We just need to resolve those questions and just have a conversation with the contractor, and maybe even revisit the next one or two bidders, because he did do a thorough job of getting, I believe, 4 bids at least. There's a lot of questions I have as far as square footage wise, exactly. This didn't exactly specify that in this document, but some of the others it did specify. And there's just a lot of questions that we need to answer before we move forward. I mean, if y'all approve it, that would be great. I mean, we could go and continue moving forward with that to get it. But in the meantime, we can get some of these questions answered by having a scope review and just an overall overview of the project.
So your recommendation would be all right to go ahead and approve tonight?
Yeah, I would recommend it, you know, and with anticipation that we're going to have to do a little more research on the project. I understand that, you know, it's hot and we're wanting to try to get it built before the summer is over and let the children have as much utilization as possible while it's still hot. So with that in mind, you know, we'll do our best to expedite it as much as possible, but we still need to resolve some of those questions.
The construction division or department will be over this, though?
Yeah, so, I believe so. I mean, is that the way the legislation is written?
That way you can work kind of together hand in hand along the way?
Yeah.
Questions by the committee? Mr. Jennings?
Thank you. I had a visit with Mr. Henry today and Dustin and those concerns. I'd like to ask the committee to pass it, and these concerns such as oversight by tribal construction, the question about the utilities, the water and the electric being within the 25 feet of the project in a substitute bill, that we'll address the bonding and the oversight by tribal construction in it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Roger, you have any questions?
No, I think that, like you said, if we pass it, then you can get all the questions answered before we go to the full council at Saturday.
It's not agreeable by then, you know, we can postpone it.
Okay. Ms. Deere?
Yes, he mentioned visiting with other bidders besides this one. So would that be a problem either if we passed it tonight?
I think
they've
selected
this. Ryan, he got four bids total, correct? Yeah. There are four total bids. The only reason this one was selected out of the others was it was the size and the features. We asked them to break it down on material, installation, and things like that. And this one's actually 2,600 square feet. So that was one of the reasons. And I have talked with the company. They are willing to do the bond. We did not know that tribal construction did bring up that valid point. And they said they will work with us in any which way they can. They are fine with signing the contract we proposed to them. They said they would follow the bond. And same thing with the electrical requirements. We know there's some other areas that may need addressed, and we're more than happy to help with those. And if we need to absorb those, we have put funds aside for that in our department.
Thank you. No other questions or comments? We'll do a roll call vote.
Mr. Jack?
Yes.
Darrell Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have four in favor, zero against.
Four in favor, zero against. That is approved. Moving on, we have...
This is Scribner's error. It should be 142.
142.
So long as the committee is in agreement.
Okay, we had to correct the NCA number on this. It's NCA 15-142. A law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing an appropriation to fund costs associated with construction of the Cod Cox Omniplex splash pad. We have a motion.
Motion for due pass.
Motion by Mr. Jack for due pass.
Second.
Second by Mr. Proctor. Discussion. Mr. Jennings, this is yours also.
There was another question that was brought up on this, and it was the tax exempt status of the tribe. But I think Ryan also visited with them, and they were agreeable to us purchasing the product, and then it'd be even cheaper then. So,
okay. So, you feel it would be cheaper than what the.
Yeah. We don't know exactly how much yet.
So. I guess what is not used will be returned to the general fund. Do we need to add that in here?
It's in there in section 3.
It's in there? Okay. Any questions? Any other questions regarding the appropriation for the project?
I do.
Okay, Mr. Jack?
What funding source will this come out of?
This might have?
Yeah.
Capital improvement.
Capital improvement? Thank you.
Doug?
So, first question is, what is the estimated time of completion?
Once we get the materials in, it'll actually be a 2-week turnaround. Once the materials arrive on site.
And then the second question is there a particular reason that we are appropriating money and not using tourism dollars? You guys have a pretty hefty budget, so.
Yeah, we actually looked at a splash pad that was actually around $65,000, but it isn't anything like what the sample is here. It doesn't have all the features, and we're going to get a $65,000 splash pad.
But my question is, so you didn't have the money to get what you wanted, that's why we're appropriating the money?
Right, and we use all other capital improvements on the ground.
She says this is all expended funds will be returned. Is that in here?
I have one question. Are y'all going to go ahead and have the preparation of the location groundwork done for when the material does get here? You can just put it up, or?
That's some of the scope review that we need to have with the contractor to determine that.
Okay, thank you. If there's no other questions, we'll do a roll call vote on the funding.
Mr. Jack?
Yes.
Darrell Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have one in favor, zero against.
One in favor, that motion is approved. It will be forwarded to BF&J for funding. We're down to other business. We do have one other item for other business that we'll have to vote to put on the agenda, I believe. Do we have a motion to add it to other business? Motion by Mr. Proctor. It is NCA 15-143, I apologize. Motion been made by Mr. Proctor to add to the agenda.
Second.
Second by Ms. Jack. Do a roll call vote.
Darrell Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
Ms. Jack?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have four in favor, zero against.
That motion approved. NCA 15-143 will be addressed. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a supplemental appropriation for the Tribal Construction Services Department. Sponsor is Mr. Adam Jones. He is not in attendance. We have a co-sponsor, Mr. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Allred, if you'd like to make a motion.
Yes, sir.
We're going to make a motion.
Oh. We're back. Got to back up a little bit. Motion to address. Mm-hmm. We need a motion to address 15-143. Mr. Proctor has made that motion. Taken by Mr. Jack. Okay, now Mr. Jennings.
Mr. Allred.
Basically, this is asking for the extra funds to allow us to expand services and move towards being able to do more in-house projects and buying the necessary equipment. And if you see the first list that we have in front of you is a summary of the Department of State and various recent projects. And doing a lot of these projects in-house, of course, our department, we now have an architect in-house, an engineering house, and we've recently hired a licensed surveyor. And so a lot of the design that's taking place on some of these projects, we're doing more of the upfront services that are required. Otherwise, if you look on the second page, and Dustin has a lot to do with this part of this phase of an overall cost of projects, but if we didn't have Dustin or Draftsman in our office and able to do these types of materials or do these types of activity, we'd have to hire them out. And it's only 1% cost of each project, but that 1%, as you see, is a line item to the far right. It adds up to the bottom over a year's period. And so just those services alone, if we had to sub them out, would cost about $856,000. And since the past year, some of the projects that we've done on the first page, you see that how we've been utilizing in-house resources that people already have, you know, some of the stuff items in their budget, they already have labor in there, and some of them will use the apprentices on to help train them on some of these projects. And by doing that, we've been able to realize the savings on the right and the column on the right over the past year and a half. And if you can see, with what we've saved in the on-site projects and plus the architectural services in-house, we come to about $2.7 million that we've been able to save in value to the nation. And basically, the funds that we're needing more vehicles. Our surveyor, he's using his own truck right now, which is, he don't mind doing it, and he's a good hand, and he's very knowledgeable. But we really need to rig him out a truck so he can have some place to store his equipment, not have to take it in and out every day, which costs time and is not very efficient. As well as, today we were using Force Accounts Bobcat to grade out over in the at the gazebo project. And that's fine that we had it, but sometimes they need their equipment, and it would be nice if we had our own to expedite that process. Sometimes we have to wait on these projects. But that's about the summary of it. And if you see the big sheet is a list of all the projects that we have in planning right now in pre-construction. And there's a total of about 45. Some of them are older projects that were on the books when I came here and have still not got resolution to them, but there's just a handful of them. But the majority of them are in the planning stages, planning process. And then in the third page is a list of the current projects that we have ongoing right now that are under construction. And you see there's a total of 17 of those projects that we're working on right now under construction. And right below that is a list of our apprentice projects. And these are, right now they have 13 projects waiting on them. And yes, Mr. Randolph, that storage building is one of those, and it's up high on the priority list. But these are some of the projects that they have going on that they're waiting in line to do. And it really helps with them with having that apprentice program because since we have the revolving account, we'll be able to employ other apprentices in that program and pay for them as well. Hopefully take care of a few of these more of these projects in the house.
Any questions for Mr. Allred in the committee?
Hello, Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I'd just like to thank Mr. Allred for being very specific. You're showing us where our money's going. You're showing us how we're saving money. You're showing us how well the apprentice project is going. And I just want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
Good job. And it's nice to see a thorough report. Thank you.
I appreciate that, but I'll let you know it is a team effort. I have a good group in our department. Dustin is an essential part of that. And we've got a good group of apprentices.
Thank everybody for it.
It's a real good cooperative effort between education and training as well. They do an excellent job of screening the candidates and getting us some good people out there.
Thank you. Being no more questions, we'll do a vote. Roll call vote on NCA 15-143.
Bill Proctor.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Joyce Deer.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion is approved. That takes us down to, I guess, other business has been completed. Take us down to announcements. Do we have any announcements by the committee or anyone? Being no announcements, that will take us down to benediction. Mr. Deck, would you serve?
Yep.
Benediction, that will serve as our adjournment.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.